Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2180, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook. Now, if you do send a question in, and you're in the U.S., we'll mail you a copy of our hardcover workbook. If you're outside of the U.S., we'll email you a PDF version. The easiest way to send in a question is to email it to health@oldpodcast.com. And with that, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. This is Lauren from Brea, California. And I was wondering if it's enough for me to be taking a general multivitamin or if I should be taking other supplements. I am a female in my mid-30s, if that helps. Thanks.
Thank you for your question, Lauren from Brea, California. We're practically neighbors. Okay, basically, taking a multivitamin is like having an insurance policy. It probably doesn't hurt, but it may help under certain conditions. Here's why. In industrialized countries like ours, the abundance of food has prevented many of the common nutrient deficiencies that used to be so common. So the risk for developing a vitamin or mineral deficiency is pretty low. But we know that even with all of this abundancy, we may not select the most nutritious foods all of the time. Sure, many of us have easy access to fruits and vegetables, but we also have access to lots of fast food and sit-down restaurant options. Not that everything found in your local supermarket is the most nutritious either. That's why so many health professionals, including me, say that when you are grocery shopping, it's best to purchase nutrient-dense foods. These would be foods like things I've already talked about many times on this show: fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fish, nuts, legumes, and seeds. I'll give you an example. I've had excited patients tell me that they have switched to a vegetarian lifestyle. I'll respond, "Okay, so tell me about what you've been eating." And then they'll say, "Oh, you'll be so proud of me. For breakfast, I'll eat a bowl of oatmeal with a whole grain English muffin on the side. For lunch, I will have a peanut butter and banana sandwich on whole grain bread. And for dinner, whole wheat pasta topped with marinara sauce and a whole wheat roll on the side." Did you notice what happened to be missing from this meal plan? Vegetables. This isn't a vegetarian diet, it's a carbitarian diet. Vegetarian diets actually require the consumption of vegetables. So in this case, I would be concerned that the person isn't consuming enough nutrients to support optimal health. In addition to trying to get them to consume more vegetables and other fruits besides just bananas, I would recommend they think about taking a multivitamin to prevent any vitamin and mineral deficiencies. So, if someone isn't consuming a well-planned, balanced diet, I may recommend they speak to their doctor about taking a multivitamin. But there are other folks that may want to consider this too. For example, young men and women, often those in adolescence, can be iron deficient. On top of that, during adolescence, they may not follow the healthiest eating patterns. In fact, if they were anything like me, when I was 17, breakfast and lunches were often skipped, and fast food was the dinner of choice. So it's possible that they are missing out on other important nutrients too. And during the stage of development, rapid growth is taking place, so it's important that the body has everything it needs to support this growth. So pediatricians may recommend that some younger folks take a multivitamin. Then, as we get older, we find that we aren't able to digest and absorb nutrients as well as we did when we were younger. Plus, we're more likely to have issues with our teeth and taste buds, which will definitely influence the foods we prefer, and it makes our food choices much more limited. We're also more at risk for developing chronic conditions like osteoporosis. So here again, it may be helpful to consume a multivitamin, particularly one that is specifically formulated for older adults. Those that follow a vegan lifestyle may want to consider a multivitamin too, or at the very least, a vitamin B12 supplement and possibly an omega-3 supplement. This is because the form of vitamin B12 the body needs only comes from animal products. And when it comes to omega-3s, the type of omega-3 fats found in cold water fatty fish are different than the types of omega-3s found in plant-based foods like flax seeds and walnuts. And lastly, some folks may suffer from digestive issues like irritable bowel syndrome or IBS, or inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. These folks may benefit from supplementing with specific nutrients like folic acid, magnesium, and probiotics. Whatever you and your doctor decide, just keep in mind that some of the vitamins and minerals you get in a pill may not always be absorbed. There are a number of reasons for this. First, our bodies are better equipped to pull nutrients from food instead of from a pill. Second, the way supplements are manufactured affects how the body absorbs them. Some vitamins are immediately destroyed when they hit the stomach because of the stomach's strong acid content. Others are better absorbed when you take them with food. For example, calcium is often found in two forms when you buy it as a supplement. There's calcium citrate and calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate specifically is better absorbed when taken with food. Oh, and calcium is better absorbed when some vitamin D is present too. So here are some tips when buying a supplement. Ignore misleading claims. Sadly, misleading claims on the packaging of nutritional supplements can still happen. If a supplement promises to be a cure for something, ignore it and definitely don't buy it. Take a look at the form the supplement is in. Omega-3 supplements should be enteric coated, which helps prevent it from being absorbed too quickly and prevents that fishy burp side effect. Also, don't buy chewable vitamin C because vitamin C is an acid. It's ascorbic acid. And this acid can eat away, pun intended, your tooth enamel. And finally, do your homework and check for quality and purity. Look for an ISF or USP symbol on the packaging, or check out consumerlab.com and do a quick search on their website. So Lauren, the bottom line is this. Taking a multivitamin daily probably won't hurt you. It's possible that it may help. But of course, talk to your doctor to be sure that it's right for you, and double check that there aren't any other specific supplements they would prefer you take along with the multivitamin or instead of the multivitamin. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for the question, Lauren. Now, if you want to send in a question to be answered right here on the show and get a copy of our workbook, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to hear your own voice on the podcast, come by oldpodcast.com ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much for doing that. Answering your questions is my favorite part of the show. All right, and that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.